Hi there, I'm Yvette Potter. I've been the Yamhill City Mayor since 2018. We've come through a lot lately, the pandemic, fires, drought conditions, all kinds of things have happened in the last few years, but I want to talk mostly about what we want to accomplish and what we are looking forward to accomplishing. Please let me tell you a little bit about myself first. I started out in the city council position as an appointed position and then was elected to the city council and then was elected to the position of city mayor. In 2018, the county commissioners appointed me to the Yamhill County Economic Development Advisory Committee. I work for Washington County and have been working for Washington County since the year 2000. So for the last 22 years, I've worked mostly in the housing industry or the homeless industry, advocating for homeless veterans and homeless aging and homeless disabled adults. I also worked as a veteran service officer for homeless veterans and a management officer for low-income housing, aging, and disabled. I served in the United States Marine Corps as a military police officer at the rank of sergeant from 1981 to 1987. Once a Marine, always a Marine, Semper Fi, brothers and sisters. I volunteer at a camp called Camp Rosenbaum. It's a camp for low-income children that are in public housing and have been doing that since 2004. It's one of those things once a year that just renews my soul and freshens me for more service. I've also volunteered at Home Plate Youth Services for homeless youth for 10 years. I'm a fifth-generation Oregonian. I'm a daughter, a wife, a mother, and a grandma. And I'm a believer in God and country. Some of the things that I'm doing for the Yamhill community is developing a long-term solution for quality and quantity of water for both the city and outside districts. That includes several options that we have come up with, we being the city's newly appointed Water Advisory Committee, which includes district members as well as city members and staff members to support and research all different options and costs and different forms of funding options that we can use to access these water services. One of them is a log jam, which we hope to be implemented within the next 6 months, intake and flow meters installed so that we can monitor the water much better, so we can see how much is coming in, how much is going out, how much is coming from the reservoir, and how much we actually receive. This has already been completed. The public works staff has already completed that project and installed both intake and outtake flow meters on both the water treatment plant and the reservoir. We're also looking at installing a 1.5 million gallon water storage tank. Hopefully that's done within the next 2 years. We're working on seeing that through. Our main project for a more permanent long-term solution is developing an intertie with the City of Hillsboro, their clean water service systems. The City of Hillsboro has a water pipeline up on Mount Richmond Road, which is about 3 miles away from our water treatment plant. And so it would only be like a 3 mile pipeline, which I say only, would still be expensive, but it's a very short distance in comparison to going all the way to Hillsboro. And so that's something we're looking into. That is definitely on our plan of to-dos and something that will be a permanent solution for the city of Yamhill's water. And yes, we do have to buy it from the city of Hillsboro, but if we are able to manage it long enough for ourselves, then we won't have to do that and only use it for emergency purposes for the time being. We're also talking about dredging out the reservoir intake pond and making that deeper so that we can store more water in that reservoir, and a pipeline from the intake of the reservoir to the treatment plant so that water is not lost when it is released from the reservoir and travels downstream to the treatment plant. We're able to gain and access all of that water that's available to us without harming the environment or the fish. I'm also working to improving the city infrastructure, the parks, trails, sewer systems, storm drainage throughout the city, roads, sidewalks. All those things are being addressed in the infrastructure part of working with the city. They've been neglected for quite some time, several decades to be exact, and it's something that is a priority to me. When I first came on as mayor, I wanted to do things like put trees in downtown, put lights in the downtown area, perk up and paint the downtown area. And all these things are great things to accomplish, and I would love to see them through. But I realized very quickly that the infrastructure of the city is something that needs much more attention. For an example, our fire extinguishers were installed decades ago, and as far as we can tell, they've never been maintained. They have never been purged. They've never been cleaned out. Some are broke, some don't work. And so we've been working very diligently, we being the Public Works Department, been working very diligently to get the fire hydrants taken care of and up to date and up to grade, and so that they are safe and available anytime that we need them for any fire situation throughout the city. We also have great plans for the Jane Heinrich Park, which is the lower park down by Public Works Department that has the nature trail. There is a large space there that is available for city activity, and we would love to see that for some light camping or festivals or fairs. It's a very large area that could be used for all kinds of different activities. We also are talking about putting in a dog park down there, and so our dogs will have some place to gather and meet and play and have a good time. My third goal is stabilizing city staff to encourage employment longevity. We've seen several retirements over the last few years, and we've seen several people move on to other more high-paying positions. And so we're wanting to stabilize the staff and encourage them for longevity in their employment with the city of Yamhill. And so we've made the wages more competitive. We've supported all of the staff members with an increase in pay that stabilizes them financially, that in a more family provision type wage for them. So it's more competitive, and we hope that they then will be more encouraged to work and stay with the city of Yamhill for the longevity of their career. We are working and have been working for quite some time on hiring a city administrator. The city of Yamhill has never had a city administrator, and it is definitely a position that is absolutely necessary for a successful city to function. City administrators do things like go out and request grants, write the grants. They're the ones that are kind of the overseers of the city, that have a vision and a view for what the city can move towards. And instead of just doing the daily functions of running the city, they are looking ahead to move the city into a vision that we have for our community, a community that is about family, a community that is about its history, a community that is about staying that small town feel with the comforts of a beautiful home, and so that we can be thriving in our community. And that's what we're looking for. We're not looking to be Portland or Carlton or Newburgh or McMinnville. We're looking to be Yamhill, and that's what we're striving to improve and make better and see things for our future as a community together. So some of the ways that I would like to see all these three things accomplished is develop and appointed a water advisory committee to research, plan, and create solutions for short-term and long-term water production to the city of Yamhill and the surrounding districts for now and into the future. That we've already completed, and that is already on its way. We have a very successful water advisory committee. The council is looking forward to hearing from them more ideas and more supports for our water systems. We're also supporting Public Works in seeking out the leaks in the water line, from small to large leaks, from new leaks to leaks that have been leaking for years, and repairing those leaks to save hundreds of thousands of gallons of lost water resources. The council has supported Public Works in repairing long-term neglect to the water treatment plant and improving the quality of water. Supported Public Works in repair and maintenance of city fire hydrants that, as far as we can tell, have never been maintained since installation. Supported the Yamhill Police Department to provide a source of sustainable income in the police service fee to provide for necessary equipment and supplies. Supported all city staff with equitable and competitive wages to encourage and support employment longevity and family sustainability. installed cameras, recording equipment, microphones, and equipment necessary to produce online meetings capable to invite all community members to participate in open communications, and those that aren't able to make it into the City Hall are able to still yet attend virtually. Provide all public meetings in both written minutes and video recordings on the city website for all to access. And truly, my ultimate agenda is to simply serve my community with ethical integrity, open-mindedness, to hear the voice of the community, and a strong desire to support a thriving community while maintaining a family-first, historical small town we can all call home. Please note, nothing is accomplished through one person alone. Yamhill is the perfect example of it takes a village. It is only through community members involving themselves in the inner workings of the city, volunteers committed to serve on the city council and other committees, and an exceptional group of city staff who are invested as public servants to the Yamhill community does great things get accomplished. I'd like to recognize just a few of those who are committed to serving the Yamhill community and express my deep gratitude and respect for each one of you. The City of Yamhill staff, the Yamhill City Council members, the Yamhill Planning Commissioners, the Yamhill Water Advisory Committee members, the Yamhill Budget Committee members, the Yamhill Community Club members, the Yamhill Downtown Association members, and the Yamhill Neighborhood Association members. Thank you all very much. I look forward to seeing you, and please come to the council meetings and join us and involve yourself in the community. Thank you.